This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. 6th District Congressman Garrett Graves is frustrated with the pace of flood recovery.
Government has a fundamental customer service problem.
Speaking to the Baton Rouge Press Club Monday, Graves had an interesting proposal.
What would happen if we Cajunized it?
He was referring to the way the volunteers of the Cajun Navy and Cajun Army swept into action to rescue people, then help gut damaged homes.
People, that's where the efficiency was. Things were speeding in terms of the rescue and the recovery. And then when we saw the government get involved is when the brakes were put on.
Graves used much of his speaking time to argue for across-the-board federal deregulation. Specific to the flood, he said complying with federal regulations is eating up both time and money that flood victims desperately need.
The state's proposal showed that almost one-third of the funds were going to be spent on administrative and compliance costs. One-third!
But reporters reminded Graves of Louisiana's history of post-disaster fraud. The full extent of fraudulent Katrina claims may never be known. And Livingston Parish, hardest hit by the August flood this year, is still fighting FEMA over $58 million in Gustav claims that the Federal Disaster Agency maintains were fraudulent.
I want to be clear. I will never condone, waste, fraud, and abuse. But there is a time value of money. There's a victimization factor here that needs to be considered. And I think what would make more sense is to be more generous about the allocation of dollars on the front end, have an aggressive accountability program on the back end, and then clean up your books after the fact.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.